Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Some people think about their next vacation when they're burned out at work.
Yeah.
Oh, Calgon.
Take me
away. I guess you don't dream about taking a bath, but
I do.
Whatever, you're like, oh, Hawaii, you can fix me.
Right. Oh, you can put me back
you
together.
You know what would fix me? 10 Mai Tais and 5 days of being passed out on the beach.
Oh.
It wouldn't work for me because I'd never make it home. But for you, that'd be the perfect vacation.
You'll have to content yourself with the sunset.
In a new survey, about 20% of Americans say they're always thinking about their next vacation while on vacation.
Even while on vacation.
Which is 20%.
Yeah, that's, please don't do that. That is actually,
I think that's actually
a very wrong way to live your life. You are now at the vacation you've dreamed of for so long. Try to just like let your shoulders loose and look around. Just, wow, here I am.
Be
Let it
in
soak in.
The moment for once in your life.
Hard to do.
That is one of those things that I had a girlfriend that pulled that on me while we were out. You know where we should go next? And I was just like,
we're here now.
You wear me out with this stuff. We're just talking. No, you're wearing me out with this stuff. Can we just be on vacation and not talk about what's next and how much that'll cost? I know there are other people who would be like, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great, but you know what would be better?
That wears me out.
Mm. Well, it feels like you're wasting your vacation money on, because clearly you haven't found the actual place you want to go.
The thing that will, make
Hawaii,
you happy.
Turns out, I don't know, are you going to go to a different island or...
The average person spent 11 days on vacation last year and is hoping to spend 15 on vacation this year.
Mm.
That little boost would be a good thing. Because people consider vacations a form of self-care. Absolutely. Get away from your phone and your daily routine.
Right.
It's a good thing. 80% of people would be interested in a do-nothing vacation.
Mm.
And I like those as well. I actually, staycations for me, because I love where I live, are often the best vacations.
Right.
I'm not overly plugged in, so I can pull out and just be like, yeah, I'm going to surf, eat healthy, exercise, play guitar.
Enjoy the place I live.
Hang with my kids.
Yeah, we did that. When you went to Hawaii, we just did a staycation.
And you loved it.
I loved it. You know what's great about it? Trivia. We're doing a trivia thing this weekend. I can't wait. I love trivia. When I'm retired someday, I'm going to do at least one weekly trivia night.
You know what was great about my staycation? Trivia?
Yeah. We went to a trivia night at this little place in at Tam Junction. It's like really close to Proof Lab.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. And then the next night we went to a trivia place in the Mayflower, ding, ding, shame, in San Rafael.
You did back-to-back nights of trivia.
We did. Yeah. And then
John went with you.
Oh, he's down. I know you think that I'm dragging him to things.
No. I don't. Like, listen.
We're pretty simpatico.
Yeah. I mean, there's
we're in sync.
But yeah, you drag him to crap. But I also think that he goes because he's like, yeah, that's my wife.
That's fun.
I do what she does.
John came up with, you know, it's funny too, because John's like a guy who, when he plays a softball game, win or lose, the next day I get the breakdown. Like I like that. Like, he wants to tell me the hero move that he had.
Should have seen it. Belt this one.
Sure. He's like, yeah, I made a couple good plays. I'm like, all right, let's sit out back and you can tell me all about it. So he does. He tells me, and it's fun. And then he, at trivia though, he came up with some, it's a device that measures wind speed, and it had some funky name. And they ask the question, and he stands up at the table, and he's like, I know the answer. Because you can't yell the answer out. There's tables all around you. And he knew, or no, I know what it was. They told you the word, and you had to know what it was. And so he knew that. And, you know, I haven't heard the end of that.
Oh.
It's like, oh, it's like when I was the only one who knew. I was like, you were the only one. No one else had ever heard of that, hon. Ooh, you just, what a hero. You saved the day.
John!
John!
Anemometer.
Anemometer. That's what it was. Yeah, John knew what that was. He's like, wow. I know what that is.
Anemometer.
It sounds like something for your backside.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.